You're listening to Irish Sports Talk.
Welcome to Irish Sports Talk. Today on the podcast, we're joined by Malik Zaher. Malik, it's good to have you on the podcast. Thank you for joining us.
It's always good to be on another day podcast, that's for sure.
That's good to hear.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Where's the best place for fans to follow you online?
You can follow me on my Twitter or my Instagram, but my Twitter, you just look up my name, and the same for my Instagram, Malik Zaher on there. Nothing too crazy.
That's good.
All right. All Notre Dame fans are familiar with Malik Zaher. At the end of your sophomore season, you led Notre Dame to victory over LSU, and you were the MVP of the Music City Bowl. And then the next season, came out, had a great game against Texas, and then unfortunately a week later suffered a season-ending injury. So we wanted to ask you, Brian Kelly, that was during the Showtime series era, and I think everyone remembers that. I remember it very clearly, and I know that Notre Dame fans definitely they didn't know what it was like to be in your shoes, but definitely felt really bad for you. But what was your reaction to Brian Kelly on the Showtime series? He had said, you know, this is going to be your team, and they're kind of I forget the exact quote, but pretty much it's kind of going to be a placeholder waiting for you to get back. Did you feel kind of like you were betrayed through that, or what was your reaction to that?
I mean, you guys saw the tape. I mean, it wasn't like it was a one-on-one conversation that we had behind closed doors. It was, you know, it was live on camera, and, you know, especially in the vulnerable time that I was in, you know, especially right after the injury, and to hear something like that, and then to see how things didn't really turn out how, you know, your head coach tells you, you know, that's why you don't really put your faith in people, you put your faith in God, you know. So at that point, I knew that for me, it was just whatever I could do to be the best teammate, the best player that I could continue to be. And, you know, it was definitely different, but, you know, you gotta learn how to, you know, handle things that you can't control and find ways to continue to better yourself. So, it was. I don't really watch the show too much. I don't really go back and watch it because, I mean, you know, I don't want to, you know, go through again some of the stuff that I was feeling the first time watching it. But, you know, you learn to move on. You know, you learn to move on, and there's always going to be blessings in the future when you continue to do the right things and continue to believe in the dream that you got. So, you know, it's stuff that happens in life sometimes, but you got to learn how to bounce back and come back even stronger.
So you obviously were did very well in the bowl game and then started out the season very well. I mean, it was finally your team. You know, going into the season, it was finally Malik Zaher's team, and then that injury happened. How did that affect you? I mean, how hard did that hit you when that injury happened?
Well, I believe firmly that, you know, that year, that 2015 year was a national championship team. We had all the pieces in place. We had everything set up to, you know, coming out of camp, we all believed that we was going to win a national championship. You know, it was a fortune that I had gotten hurt so early, especially doing well like I was. I felt like I was doing better and I was having a great time being with those guys that I've trained from the beginning when I first got to school. You know, those are like my guys that I was with most of the time, you know, so... Yeah. It was definitely one of those things where you just gotta bite the bullet. I mean, it's a tough situation to go through being able to get hurt, you know. But after that, it was kind of like, what can I do to still help the team? And you know, we didn't finish like we had wanted to, but we still had a great season that year. So it was still positives and all the stuff that was going on. But being a part of a team like that, I know what a championship team looks like. And what it takes to be a championship quarterback and prepare yourself every week. So being able to get that taste of success early on and showing that hard work and that belief, you know, stood out for me, and seeing it being able to stand out on the field, I thought was a big accomplishment for me, but it also gave me the motivation to continue to get better and continue to be a championship quarterback like I believe I am.
Did you consider coming back for a fifth year? And then what were some of the factors that led you to decide to go elsewhere?
Well, I graduated. You know, I had a plan set up in my mind, you know, going into school early that I wanted to be able to graduate early and go into the NFL. Like, that was the whole plan, you know. But I was fortunate enough to be able to graduate early still. I know things on the field didn't work out, but being able to graduate early gave me some time to be able to focus in and train, and it was like a good backup plan to have. So I've been spending this whole semester or that spring semester being able to train and get back on track. So it was like a double win for me in an instance, you know. But after I graduated, I felt like, you know, my time at Notre Dame that came to an end. I'd rather put my career in my hands and not, you know, not really let Coach Kelly kind of dictate that anymore. I feel like, you know, I mean, you guys saw, for instance, on TV what it was like being around a guy like that. And I didn't want my fifth year, my last year, being held and controlled by that factor. So I think I've given everything I had to Notre Dame. I wish, you know, I could have done more of what I was planning on doing for the team. Obviously, you know, I felt like I was the hardest working quarterback that's been at the school for my whole time here. You know, I know I definitely put in the most work, and I cared a lot about, you know, the team first and winning championships and being the best quarterback in the country. So, you know, I feel like there were better opportunities for my fifth year that were available for me, and for me to be able to play and have a lot more control over my destiny than, you know, having somebody that tells you stuff like that on TV and you know, things don't work out how they do. So, you know, it's a very good blessing to be in. You know, I don't look at any of it as a negative factor. I just continue to push forward and try not to burn any bridges on the way out, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you said you've been training, you know, the last couple months. Kind of where have you been at, and what kind of training you've been doing?
So I've been in Arizona just working with my quarterback guy, just really just hashing out a lot of the things and getting back on track. I mean, I spent a year off basically, you know, and so I had a lot of things that I wanted to continue to perfect and work on my craft to the best of my abilities to still have a tremendous year for the following year. So, you know, it's a big sacrifice to, you know, spend your whole time training for your moment, and that's what I continue to do. I still believe that I'm the best quarterback in the country. So, you know, I take a lot of pride in my work and the value I can add to a team, and especially a championship team that I feel like we had in 2015. And I know there's teams out there that I know that we can still, you know, win the whole thing. So I'm just getting ready for that moment.
And going forward, do you, in your head, do you kind of have a timeline on when you decide on what school you want to go to, or have you already decided? I mean, you kind of got that all figured out, or is it still a work in progress?
Yeah, it's still a work in progress. I mean, you know, I've only got 1 year left, so I want to do it in the best way I can do it, and I want to be able to take all the information I can in and make the best decision for me. It's a different time being able to get recruited for the second time. It's a little different, that stuff that you look for, you know, in terms of instead of coming out of high school where, you know, some guys like teams for the jerseys and, you know, stuff like that. This is more of a business decision for me. But it also helps me be able to kind of prepare myself the way I would, you know, going into a rookie season into the NFL. I mean, it's a whole new team and a whole new experience. So I'm excited for that opportunity coming up.
Anwar Richardson from OrangeBloods.com, he tweeted out on a couple days ago on the 5th. He said, was told Malik Zaire may announce his decision on May 19th before SEC meetings that could eliminate Florida, leaving Texas, Wisconsin, and Harvard. Is that statement pretty accurate?
Yeah, I don't know, man. The media is crazy. I heard that too, but I mean, I haven't talked to anybody about announcing a specific date, so I mean, I guess, you know, you just hear things on the internet. I guess you can't believe everything on the internet.
Have you talked, I mean, obviously Everett Golson was a teammate of yours, and he kind of went through the same thing, you know, transferred to Florida State for his final year. Have you been talking to him at all through this process, see how he handled it, or kind of if he had any pointers?
Yeah, I mean, I've talked to Ev. I mean, Ev's a different guy, you know. I mean, I catch Ev when I can catch Ev, you know. Ev's got his own schedule going on, but, you know, the time that I was able to talk to him, I mean, we talked about a lot. I mean, we had a lot of things in common, you know, with our experiences at Notre Dame. And, you know, it was never any hard feeling towards Ev. I thought Ev was a great quarterback while he was there. I mean, he played in the national championship. And, you know, for me, I've always wanted to get there. And, you know, so, you know, we have a great relationship. And, you know, I know he's doing well where he's at. And, you know, obviously good to be in those experiences, to have a transfer year. You know, it's a different type of deal. So definitely talk to him a little bit.
Well, that's cool. One more question from me. What would you say was kind of your highlight at Notre Dame? Like, what's one thing that's always going to stick with you from your time at Notre Dame?
It's definitely those guys that I built relationships with. You know, that 2015 year was like the year where a lot of my class and a lot of the class ahead of me, we were really, really tight. You know, and going into some of those game environments where we were playing, you know, first rounders and top five teams, and being in those environments and being able to be a family and sticking together and that brotherhood kind of feel is something that I'll never forget, you know. And then along with being at Notre Dame, I mean, that's one of the best places to be for, as a quarterback perspective, as well as a national stage perspective. And, you know, that energy around that environment is something that, you know, you hold on to for the rest of your life.
I was at the Echoes 2015 when you and Jay Hayes created a video, a bad lip reading video, and I was curious. I read on your bio that your major was in film, television, and theater, and was that part of the class, or was that something you just did on your own for the fun of it?
Yeah, so that was, I know that's my major and everything, but that's something that we just kind of was suggested to do. I mean, they asked if we had any input, and we wanted to do it, and me and Jay Hayes, I felt like, were the best two to be able to do that. So that's something that I will always remember, too. I mean, we had a lot more clips, too. That's what a lot of people don't know. I mean, we did a whole bunch of clips, but they only showed, you know, a few of them. So, you know, hopefully they'll release another video, and and we can make that go viral, too.
Maybe you got to do a video of the behind-the-scenes of the of that.
And if listeners, if you're interested in watching that clip, I will have a link. I only found it on Twitter, one of the ND Twitter accounts that sent it out, but I will have a link over on our website. And that was hilarious. That was truly great. How much credit would you give Jay Hayes for the part that we were able to see that was in the video?
Oh, man, Jay Hayes is one of the funniest guys on the team. me and Jay, man, I was with Jay, man, when he came into school, and he lived across the hall from me, so we spent a lot of time together in Siegfried Hall, and it's just, you know, Jay's a class act, man. He's a great guy to be around, and, you know, I think we got comedic future in between the both of us, so you never know.
I agree. So if football, or after football, what are your plans? Do you plan on doing something in that line of your major with the TV, the film, the theater?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure when that point in time comes, you know, I want to go back and, you know, work with the media and kind of incorporate the kids with that. But, you know, right now, I mean, my focus has been on, you know, football. I mean, that's kind of like my thing now. I mean, I graduated from school, and graduated from school early, too. So, you know, I think when you want to do something in life, you got to be able to put all your focus towards it. And that's, right now, that's what I'm doing. And, you know, I'm happy where I'm at.
All right, Malik, hey, thanks a lot for coming on the podcast, doing this interview. It's much appreciated. And if listeners, if you guys want to follow Malik, just look for his name on Instagram or Twitter, or type in his handle is @Lucky9Lefty. And Malik, is there anything that you'd want to plug or promote as we wrap up the podcast here?
If anything, just always believe in yourself. I mean, there's always things in life that come up that you can't control, but, you know, when you're really passionate about something and when you really believe in what you want to do and you believe you can be great at it, and you just got to stick with it, and, you know, blessings will come along the way as long as you don't give up. So if anything, you just got to stay inspired and stay motivated, and don't let the things that you can't control control your actions, you know.
And I guess I want to leave you with this, too. I remember that 2015 offseason, and I remember I followed you on Instagram and Twitter, and just your posts about working out and being a bunch of inspirational stuff. And I know you even inspired me, and I'm sure you inspired a lot of fans out there, too, just putting in hard work. It's not easy. And sometimes, even though you put in all the hard work, it doesn't always, in the moment, it doesn't always work out. But I think you're right. In the long run, it'll always work out for the good.
Yeah, absolutely. I've learned a lot, you know, being at Notre Dame, especially in an environment where, you know, it's a lot of high class and elite people. And with that, I've always learned that it doesn't always work when you want it to. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You have to work until you see the results. And I know that my progress and my progression as a quarterback has grown, even though I haven't been able to be on the field. But I could see myself in practices, and I could see myself whenever I was able to step on the field and was able to produce at a high level. And, you know, that's always gave me the motivation to continue to keep working, because I know that, you know, Notre Dame isn't the limit. You know, the sky's the mm-hmm. limit. So I know that my blessings are going to come when they come. I just got to continue to believe and continue to work. I mean, you know, there's other opportunities out there that can even be better in the position for me. And I'm just looking to take advantage when that moment comes. So, you know, you never lose faith. You know, God always has a plan for mm-hmm. you. And, you know, his plan is bigger than head coaches and assistant coaches. So as long as you don't limit yourself to the idea of you know, a certain person's opinion, then you're able to do anything that you want to do. So I know this is going to make for a great story. When I'm standing on the stage with the championship trophy with the team, and I'm going to look back to times like these and just always, you know, remind myself where I came from and the things that, you know, I had to go through to get to that point.
Well, I must say I'm going to be rooting for you wherever you – whichever team you end up. It's not – obviously it's not Notre Dame, but we'll be rooting for you to succeed.
I think you'll have quite a few fans in South Bend that'll be cheering you on regardless where you end up. So, okay, thanks.
Yeah, no doubt, man. Notre Dame fans are definitely the best fans in the world. They treated me really well, and, you know, they always kept me going. So, you know, I've always got love for Notre Dame.
Very good. Well, yeah, we wish you the best, and we'll be watching on Instagram and on Twitter to see where you end up and where you will be playing football this fall. So best of luck, and hopefully we'll talk to you again.
Yeah, appreciate you guys. Thanks for having me.